let's not be hypocrites. Winning the lost to Christ is a lifestyle. It requires a life consistent with our witness. So many people want to know if this faith stuff is real. Is your belief in Christ consistent with your lifestyle? Are you preaching up a storm but beating your kids? Have you accepted Jesus into your heart but failed to allow him to change you from the old lifestyle? Paul said, "You are taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness," Ephesians 4:22 through 24. Paul also shared his secret to winning the lost. In 1 Corinthians 9:22, he says, "To the weak I became weak, to win the weak. I become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might win some." In my experience, the greatest criticism of believers is that some are hypocrites. Unfortunately, it's true. Another sad indictment is that many Christians give us a bad name. They're not happy or fulfilled, so people notice the gospel of Jesus doesn't seem to work for them. People realize that real Christianity should work. It's not easy, and we're not perfect. I've discovered that being honest and transparent is the best testimony to others. They want to be accepted and loved just as they are. Do you remember the song at every Billy Graham crusade? "Just as I am, without one plea, but that his blood was shed for me." Millions upon millions walked the altar with tears streaming down their faces. Wow, I remember that. This song's the heartbeat of every generation. We want acceptance and unconditional love. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Hey, God loves you so much. He simply asks you to be authentic and loving towards others. Cry with them when they cry. Laugh with them when they laugh. God wants you to influence your family and friends because you are a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.